Good morning and welcome to our Planet 10. If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes, to bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. To realize that we are consciously coming to commune with the ground of being, the source of all that is God in us and us. That we are being intentional of this moment, that we are collectively choosing to link hearts and minds across the airways. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job, is that it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. Let us be conscious as we take in the next 3 deep breaths, that we are breathing in the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach, and breathe in the breath of life. Hold. Gently, slowly release. Bring your attention into the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul, the hub, the monastery of the spirit, that center from which life happens. And for a moment, just offer up gratitude for that wonderful organ that does so much without us consciously orchestrating it. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly. And as we take our 3rd and final deep breath in, let us be intentional that we have come together to connect with the source of all that is, the ground of being God in us as us. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly, release. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 2 from Psalms for Praying, Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Mell. Why do nations and people plot against one another, setting themselves apart and conspiring against the beloved and those who follow love's way? They say to themselves, we are free of love's law. Humility and service are for others. The beloved, who is ever present, can but smile at their foolishness, knowing that one day they will fall to their knees in regret. Distracted by greed and arrogance, they do not hear the beloved's voice, whispering in the silence, awaken, all of you living in darkness. We are one in love consciousness. You live in my heart, even as I dwell in yours. For you are mine. I am your beloved. I have given you abundant life to love and care for all creation. Yet, to know me, fears and illusions must be faced, as an iron rod hitting a clay pot, shining light into the darkness. Blessed are all who have asked for forgiveness, whose hearts radiate love. We are all at the core. Divine beloved, grounded being, source of all that is, as we consciously come into communion with you this morning, and consciously coming back to the remembrance and realization that love is who we are at the core of our being. That love resides in every cell, tissue, organ, part and particle of our physical organic self. That love is your spirit, love is your life, love is the presence, the power that permeates in and through us and through all of creation. Even those who forget and turn their heads away, as the psalmist said, and seek out greed and corruption. As we come back to this truth of being, this truth of aligning ourselves with the oneness, the one presence, the one power, the one life that is you, that is love, that is spirit. May we allow it to guide us in all our actions and interactions, to illuminate our paths, our journeys, and all that we are doing and seek to do. May we open to this oneness of being, this love that is at the center of who we are, at the center of all existence, to reveal it more deeply, more earnestly, more sincerely and authentically. Divine beloved, Mother, Father, God, you know all that is happening across our globe at this time. It feels that there doesn't seem to be a country for which there is not conflict or something happening for which we need to pray for. And so we hold our beautiful world and all its inhabitants, the two-legged, the four-legged, the winged, the finned, the hoofed, mineral, vegetable, animal, all expressions of your kingdom. We hold it all now in our heart, at that center of love. As you holding everything and everyone in our hearts at this time, let us radiate the love that is at the center and the core of our being out to our world, to our nation, to our community, to our family and friends. Divine beloved, Mother, Father, God, you know the needs, the wants, the desires of all here gathered and all who will listen later. We know that there is nothing too hard for you to do. That you said, before you call, I will answer. While you yet speak, I have heard. So in this belief, in this acceptance, in this alignment, we surrender our wants, our needs, our desires to you. We know that as you bless us, you will bless all our brothers and sisters, and all of life. Divine beloved, grounded being, source of all that is, as we simply just rest for a moment in absolute gratitude for your ever-abiding presence, for your ever-available love, for your ever-pervading peace, we are so grateful. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Take a deep breath in as I move the bones for our prayer of intention. Repeat after me, I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasing.
My beloved, I wish you a very blessed and beautiful Thursday, Friday, Saturday, until we come together once again on Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.